Chapter 12, The Good Shepherd.
The Savior spoke of himself as a shepherd and the disciples as his flock. He said, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. John 10:14. Christ would soon leave his disciples, and he said this to give them comfort. Then, when he should no longer be with them, they would remember his words. Whenever they saw a shepherd watching his flock, the disciples would think of the Savior's love and care for them. In that land, the shepherd stayed with his flock day and night. Over the rocky hills and through the forests, he led them by day to pleasant grassy fields. Then, through the night, he guarded them from the wild beasts and robbers that were often lurking nearby. Tenderly, he cared for the feeble and sickly ones. The little lambs he took in his arms and carried against his chest. However large the flock, the shepherd would know every sheep. He had a name for each animal and called it by its name. So Christ, the heavenly shepherd, cares for his flock scattered throughout the world. He knows us all by name. He knows the very house in which we live and the name of each person there. Christ cares for each one as if there were not another person in the whole world. The shepherd went before his sheep and met all the dangers. He encountered the wild beasts and the robbers. Sometimes the shepherd was killed while guarding his flock. So the Savior guards his flock of disciples. He has gone before us. Jesus has lived on earth as we live. First he was a child, then a youth, finally a man. He overcame Satan and all his temptations so that we may also overcome. Jesus died to save us. Though now he is in heaven, he does not forget us for a moment. He will safely keep every sheep. Not one person that follows him can be taken by the great enemy. A shepherd might have 100 sheep, but if one was missing, he did not stay with those already in the sheepfold. He went to search for the lost animal. Out in the dark night, through the storm, over mountains and valleys, he would go. He would not rest until he had found the sheep. Then he took it in his arms and carried it back to the fold. The shepherd did not complain of the long, hard search, but gladly told others, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." Luke 15:6. So the Savior shepherd's love and concern is not for only those who are in the fold. He says, "The Son of Man has come to save that which was lost." Matthew 18:11. I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Luke 15:7. We have all sinned and wandered away from God. Christ says that we are like the sheep that has wandered away from the sheepfold. He came to help us live without sin. He calls this bringing us back to the fold. When we turn away from sin and return with the shepherd, Christ says to the angels in heaven, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost." And a joyful song rings out from the angelic choir, filling all heaven with richest melody. Christ presents to us no picture of a sorrowful shepherd returning without the sheep. Here is a pledge that not even one of the straying sheep of God's fold gets overlooked. Not one goes unhelped. The Savior will rescue from the wilds of sin all those who let him save them. Then let every wanderer from the fold take courage. The Good Shepherd is searching for you. Remember that his work is to save that which is lost. That means you. To doubt the possibility of your salvation is to doubt the saving power of him who purchased you at an infinite cost. Let faith take the place of unbelief. Look at the hands that were pierced by nails for you and rejoice in their power to save. Remember that God and Christ are interested in you and that all heaven is busy working for the salvation of sinners. While Christ was on earth, he showed by his miracles that he had power to save. By curing the diseases of the body, he showed that he was able to take away sin from the heart. Jesus caused the lame to walk, the deaf to hear, and the blind to see. He cleansed the poor lepers and healed all kinds of diseases. His word drove even devils away from those whom they had been controlling. Astonished people said, "What a word this is! For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." Luke 4:36. At the command of Jesus, Peter was able to walk on the water, but he had to keep his eyes on the Savior. As soon as he looked away, he began to doubt and sink. Then he cried, "Lord, save me!" Matthew 14:30. The Savior stretched out his hand to pull Peter up out of the water. So whenever anyone cries to him for help, Christ reaches out his hand to save. The Savior raised the dead to life. One of them was the widow's son in the village of Nain. The people were carrying the youth to the grave when they met Jesus. He took the young man by the hand, lifted him up, and gave him alive to his mother. Then the villagers went back to their homes with shouts of rejoicing and praise to God. Jesus also raised the daughter of Jairus. At Christ's command, Lazarus, who had been dead 4 days, came forth from the grave. So when Christ shall come to earth again, his voice will pierce the tombs. The dead in Christ will rise to glorious immortal life and will always be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and 17. Our Lord did a wonderful work during his ministry on earth. When John the Baptist was in prison, he became despondent. He even began to wonder whether Jesus was really the Messiah. So he sent some of his followers to ask the Savior, "Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?" Matthew 11:3. When the messengers reached Jesus, they found him healing many of the sick. All day, John's disciples waited while Christ worked with tireless activity to help the suffering. At last, he said, "Go and tell John the things which you hear and see. The blind see, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them." Verses 4 and 5. So for 3.5 years, Jesus went about doing good. Then the time came for his ministry on earth to end. He would go up to Jerusalem with his disciples to be betrayed, condemned, and crucified. Thus would be fulfilled his own words, "The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." John 10:11. "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Isaiah 53:4-6.